The Massachusetts Association of Realtors, which tracks monthly home sales data in the Commonwealth, recently announced that home sales are up over 26% from the same time last year, marking the eighth month in a row of year-over-year increases. President of the MAR, Tricia McCarthy, says there are a number of factors that point to why home sales in the past year are up in Massachusetts.
Confidence in the economy is certainly one of them. Job stability is certainly another one, and I don't have to say anything about the historically low interest rates. That is completely helping.
While unable to make too confident a prediction, McCarthy said that the winter's mild temperatures gave a boost to the typical sluggish winter sales and started the spring real estate season early.
Typically, this is the time when people start getting into the spring market. However, because of where we are with market conditions and the fact that we didn't have a horrendous winter, we're actually seeing things increase earlier than in the past. So I think if we keep this particular position, we're going to see an upward trend.
Sales prices are falling. Combined with the low interest rates, buyers are now seeing more of an opportunity to relocate. The market does vary considerably across the state. In Berkshire County in particular, the market seems split between North County and South County. In northern Berkshire County, prices have been falling and now home sales are up considerably. The opposite is true for the southern half. Chapin Fish is a real estate broker based in Great Barrington in Monterey and president of the Berkshire County Board of Realtors.
We have sort of two parallel markets. What you find out is North County sales actually increased 38%. Central part of the county was up 6%. South County was down 13%. But if you look at the median prices, January and February, we were down 20% as a whole. North County, though, the median price in North County, January and February this year over last, went down 54%, while Central and South County saw minimal increases in the median price of homes. So where the houses are most affordable is where we're seeing the biggest gains.
Chapin Fish said that the Berkshire County housing market as a whole remains relatively stable compared to the rest of the state. He also said that the increased sales, especially in North County, show that the economy could be improving. He also mentioned that the area's permanent residents, as opposed to those buying summer homes, might just be ready to show a little optimism.
For 2012, it's looking to be a really positive year. I think there is a certain amount of just pessimism fatigue. People are just tired of being pessimistic about the market.
2012 sales may also be up from 2011's due to last year's lower numbers after 2010's federal first-time homebuyer tax credit. Massachusetts Association of Realtors President Tricia McCarthy gives advice that any homeowners looking to buy or sell their homes should work with local real estate agents. She also mentioned that a national open house weekend is approaching in the last weekend of April.
Realtors across Massachusetts and across the United States will be hosting thousands of open houses. So this is great for sellers getting into the market right now, but also buyers that want to see what's available for inventory, and it'll give them a huge range to choose from.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.